Welcome. I am so glad you're here today, because showing up for yourself, even just by pressing play on this episode, is already an act of self-care. Before we dive in, I want to say something directly to you. Your health is not something that happens to you. It is something you actively shape, every single day, through the questions you ask, the choices you make, and the attention you bring to your own body and mind. You are not a passive passenger in your wellness journey. You are, in fact, the most important person in that room, whether that room is a doctor's office, a kitchen, or just a quiet moment with yourself in the morning. Today, we're drawing on insights from six remarkable conversations, researchers, physicians, and thought leaders who have spent years studying what genuinely supports human well-being. And the beautiful thing? Every single one of them lands on the same truth. Small, honest, consistent steps matter far more than perfection. So let's take this gently, together.
For postpartum and breastfeeding mothers specifically, Dr. Will Cole on The Art of Being Well shared something that deserves far more attention than it gets. Breastfeeding burns more than 500 extra calories per day. Your nutritional needs during this time are dramatically elevated, and your gut, which is like the headquarters of your immune and digestive system, is literally in the process of rebuilding itself. Dr. Cole recommended warming, easy-to-digest foods, bone broth, congee, which is a comforting rice porridge, and nutrient-dense foods rich in iron, B12, and copper. These are not exotic or expensive choices. They are simply gentle, nourishing ones. And a word about vitamin D, which Dr. Don described as something he quietly struggled with for years during winter months without even realizing it. Vitamin D is produced by your skin in response to sunlight, and during shorter, darker days, many people run low, which can contribute to that familiar winter dip in mood and energy. Dr. Don now takes vitamin D3 paired with vitamin K2, which he describes as a kind of traffic director, helping vitamin D go where it's most beneficial rather than accumulating in soft tissue. People with deeper skin tones may need more sun exposure to produce adequate vitamin D, making this especially worth discussing with a provider. A simple blood test can tell you where you stand. Segment 4. You are your best health advocate. This brings me to something that runs underneath every conversation in today's briefing, and it might be the most important thing I say. Being an informed, engaged patient is itself a health practice. Both Dr. Dond and a colleague he featured described the real pressures that shape medical care: time constraints, institutional culture, and a system that doesn't always make space for the full, complex human being sitting across the exam table. This is not a criticism of doctors, many of whom are working incredibly hard within real constraints. It is simply an honest look at the system. What both physicians recommended is something that costs nothing. Come to your appointments prepared. Write down your questions ahead of time. Ask specifically, why is this recommended for me? Ask about things you've been wondering about: seasonal fatigue, nutrition, supplements, anything that's been on your mind. Seeking a second opinion for significant health decisions is not defiance, it is care. You are allowed to be curious. You are allowed to ask follow-up questions. You are allowed to say, can you help me understand that more? Segment 4. You are your best health advocate. This brings me to something that runs underneath every conversation in today's briefing, and it might be the most important thing I say. Being an informed, engaged patient is itself a health practice. Both Dr. Dond and a colleague he featured described the real pressures that shape medical care: time constraints, institutional culture, and a system that doesn't always make space for the full, complex human being sitting across the exam table. This is not a criticism of doctors, many of whom are working incredibly hard within real constraints. It is simply an honest look at the system. What both physicians recommended is something that costs nothing. Come to your appointments prepared. Write down your questions ahead of time. Ask specifically, why is this recommended for me? Ask about things you've been wondering about: seasonal fatigue, nutrition, supplements, anything that's been on your mind. Seeking a second opinion for significant health decisions is not defiance, it is care. You are allowed to be curious. You are allowed to ask follow-up questions. You are allowed to say, can you help me understand that more? Outro, your one step for today. We've covered a lot of ground today: emotions, movement, nutrition, vitamin D, self-advocacy, and I want to leave you with just one simple, free thing you can do right now, today. Step outside, even for 15 minutes. Leave your phone inside if you can, or at least tucked away. Walk slowly enough to notice what's around you: the light, the air, whatever season is showing up where you are. Arthur Brooks described this kind of unplugged outdoor walking as something that supports the part of your brain associated with meaning and perspective. And Dr. Don noted that even on cooler days, deliberate outdoor light exposure supports your mood, your energy, and your vitamin D production. Just 15 minutes, that's your one step today. Before I let you go, a gentle and important reminder. Everything shared in today's episode is for educational purposes only. It is not medical advice, and it is not a substitute for a conversation with your own qualified healthcare provider. Every body is different, and meaningful changes deserve personalized guidance. If you're experiencing persistent mood changes, unusual fatigue, postpartum symptoms that feel severe, or any reaction to a new supplement, please reach out to a healthcare provider. You deserve that support. Thank you for spending this time with me today. You showed up for yourself, and that matters more than you know. You've got this. Take care of yourself.